With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump signing a bill ending a brief government shutdown. Here's Ed Donahue.
The bill only covers 2 weeks of funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Texas Democrat Lizzie Fletcher says there should be a higher priority.
We don't have 2 weeks. When Americans are being killed, detained, harassed, and silenced by their government.
President Trump says he wants the debate to include getting rid of sanctuary cities.
I can't believe in Minnesota that they want to have murderers walking all over the streets. I just don't believe it.
Democrats want a code of conduct for federal agents, no masks, and a requirement officers show identification. Ed Donahue, Washington.
There are talks, but also heightened tensions between the United States and Iran. Here's Lisa Dwyer with that story.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt told reporters that talks with Iran are still planned after a U.S. Navy fighter jet shot down an Iranian drone that was approaching the U.S. aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln in an aggressive manner in the Arabian Sea.
President Trump is always wanting to pursue diplomacy first.
The shootdown occurred within hours of Iranian forces harassing a U.S.-flagged and U.S.-crewed merchant vessel that was sailing in the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Texas is collecting a detailed data on pregnant inmates in county jails, aiming to improve accountability as well as medical care. Now, the brief follows reports of mistreatment and at least one death, an inmate who died after giving birth. Advocates hope the data will highlight preventable harm to mothers. The Texas Commission on Jail Standards is now gathering information on prenatal care, mental health, and pregnancy outcomes. This is SRN News. Well, Americans are weighing in on heaven and hell.
The picture painted by the latest Pew Research Center poll is complicated. The survey reveals that 52% of adults believe in both heaven and hell. Another 14% of respondents think heaven exists, but they don't believe in hell. And a very small number, 3%, embrace the grim attitude that there is no heaven, but there is a hell. Pew reports that the remaining 28% of Americans don't believe in any kind of afterlife. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new campaign by Mexico City's Historic Center Trust aims to encourage Americans to rediscover the religious and architectural heritage at the heart of the nation's capital. Campaign highlights visits to more than 40 historic churches, part of 26 initiatives planned for this year. One of the churches, La Profesa in downtown Mexico, has a tremendous history. This is SRN News. Tough day on Wall Street. Here's Seth Soutell.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.8% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 166 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 1.4%. Nvidia, Microsoft, and other big tech stocks fell. So did software companies that investors saw as potential losers to competitors powered by artificial intelligence. Most stocks in the S&P 500 rose, including Palantir Technologies, which reported a better profit than expected. Gold and silver prices bounced higher following their latest sell-off. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Seth Soutell, New York.
Disney says the company is naming Parks Chief Josh D'Amaro as the next CEO, succeeding Bob Iger. D'Amaro served as Disney Experience Chairman, spearheading efforts for the company's theme parks, cruises, and many resorts. More details, srnnews.com.